Well, it is time for our biblical worldview question of the week with Nancy Fitzgerald of Anchors Away. And we have got an incredibly inspiring question. And I say incredibly inspiring because I already know the answer to this. And Nancy, as I think of the younger generation today and what social media has done and how we interact with one another in the world, I can't help but feel this is a very poignant question. The question is, I feel lonely. Is there any hope for me? So what do we tell someone who's listening right now that maybe they are in their late teens or early 20s and this is them? They feel lonely. What's the hope behind all of this?
Yes, and this is the irony of it all. In a time when humans have never been more connected through technology, ever. And on the other side of that coin, they are the loneliest, most isolated, anxious, and depressed group to have ever lived on the face of this earth. Loneliness is not fixed by being with people. You know, you can be extremely lonely in the midst of your friends, and we can feel lonely surrounded with others or being separated. But on the other hand, many do not feel lonely, even when they're alone. So what's the difference? You have somebody who, you know, has 1,000 friends on Facebook and is one of the loneliest mm-hmm. people in the world. And they never have met these friends of theirs. But would it be possible that we could speak into this? This issue of loneliness, because it is there, and honestly, it's the beginning of the silent killer of this generation.
Well, let's dig into what loneliness really is, because I think on one hand, some people may say, you know, it's a temporary thing. You're alone. You just need to go and be with people, and you're going to be okay. But the other extreme is, I have loneliness, and it feels like a terminal illness. What really is loneliness?
Yes. Well, loneliness is fueled by our emotions, first of all. And it is that state where we feel isolated and alone, and that nobody cares. There's no hope. And it's what we've said so much about this generation, you know. But loneliness is something that most of us have experienced, and it's not new. And if we're honest, all of us have experienced that in some time, and it doesn't sit well with us. And the reason why this generation struggles with this so much is that God created us to be relational. It's just that simple. We're called to do life together. We're called to talk and to dream together and to work and to love with one another. You know, this is the most important relationship that we are called to cultivate, is tied to God. And relationships have to start with Him. And our relationships then can flourish with others. But without a relationship with God, we're going to be lost and we're going to be lonely and anxious and all these other things. You know, in Genesis 2:18, God says it's not good that man should be alone. And God's remedy for Adam's loneliness is the creation of Eve and the institution of marriage. And we're not going to go into that today outside of saying that relationship matters to God. It matters that to God that we have a relationship with Him, but also that we have a relationship with others. Even though, as God pronounced consequences to Adam and Eve's sin, He also, almost in the same breath, promised us the hope. He promised us the promise of a Savior who would defeat Satan and restore peace with God and mankind. You know, and He did that way back in Genesis 3:15, if you want to go back there. And this is the thing. Jesus is our Savior, and He is the only true and lasting remedy for loneliness. There is hope there that we don't lean on others to satisfy loneliness. We go to God.
Well, you said that there is hope and that there is a cure for loneliness. So what does that really look like? Because you've touched on so many good things. We were made for relationship, but the question is relationship with who first?
Yes, and this whole thing is the relationships we have, and I think with young people today, their relationship with the culture is about killing them. That's how they're doing it, through technology. And we're seeing here that God said, yes, there's a cure, and it's through me. I'm the one that laid down my life for you and for my friends, he says in John 15. You know, I love Pascal, who I worry.